Oddtacular episode 305, Halo 4 Specializations for August 15th, 2012.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Podtackler, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I am your host, Duststorm.
I'm your co-host, Daflink.
This week, we have a special guest all the way from Halo Unity. We have Jules. Hello.
What's up, everyone?
Not much. We are doing an impromptu podcast for you guys tonight because we have some bulletin news to talk about. So today, or as of this recording, probably a day or two ago from when you're actually listening to this, 343's bulletin on August 15th has some information about the specializations that we're going to have in Halo 4. So, I know from my first glance and talking with Jules and a couple other people, not too excited about some of the armor sets that are in these, but there's some good news and bad news to take out of this, so we're going to dive right into that in a little bit. But first, Jules, since this is your first time on our podcast, go ahead and tell everyone where you're from and what you do and kind of how you play a role in the Halo community as at large.
Well, I don't know if I play that much of a role, but...
give us a background.
Well, okay. I'm from Halo Unity. I'm one of the admins there. I also run the Halo Unity podcast there. Basically, if you have any problems or have any questions on Halo Unity, come to me because I can generally answer them. Unless it's technical stuff, then you go to Firestream or Tough Juice. I don't do any coding. Before that, I was with Halo Charts. Again, staff there ran the podcast before it got shut down. And I'm also an admin over at griffball.net for the National Griffball Association.
Very nice.
Ooh. All right.
So, getting into this, the specializations are ways to kind of, once you reach level 50, to kind of expand your playing style of Halo 4, more or less. So, for the most part, there's 50 levels that you can rank up in. And then once you hit that 50, you can select one of these specializations to go into, which basically gives you armor mods that you can use to kind of I'm lacking words to describe this accurately right now, but it gives you ways to kind of help your game just give that edge a little bit more. And there are eight specializations that you can choose from. So at first glance, what do you guys think of these? I think as far as the actual mod traits go, These are kind of cool. Armor's kind of a bit questionable in my opinion, but what do you guys think kind of at first glance for some of this stuff?
Very colorful and stylized. It's like art.
Yeah, what kind of art though?
Okay,
it's like modern art by like hipsters or something.
So
I was
definitely
with third
graders.
I think
Let's try to be nice for now. We can get nasty later, but
yeah, I think it's all right. I don't think it's awful.
I disagree. I think it's god awful.
There are some I'm okay with. Some of them I just like. Really, you're doing that with Halo with the Spartans and some of it's unsettling. But I mean, I guess a good amount of it's okay, but I'm with all the other stuff that we've seen with Halo 4 so far, like the campaign demo that we got at E3, the Forge stuff that we got at RTX, and the stuff that we got for Forward Unto Dawn at Comic-Con, it's like they were on this such good streak of hyping people up, and then we see the armor sets for these specializations, and like people don't like it, and there are certain ones I'm okay with, some I like, but there's a good number of them that I don't like for the armor sets. Now, I will say the skins, compared to the pre-order skins that we saw back a couple months ago, the skins look a lot more toned down and actually look better But the armor sets, though, I'm concerned.
Well, okay, for me, it was like this. I thought 3-4-3 was throwing like a perfect game. Then this comes out, and they just totally hit the batter. I don't know where this came out of, but to me, Halo is always... I mean, Master Chief's armor is iconic. Now, I'm not saying you guys stick with the same old thing that gets stale, but these do not look anything remotely like the armor we're used to, and it's just, I don't know where they pulled these ideas from.
I don't either.
Japan.
Oh, yes.
I'm serious. Shout out to Soccer Sack. Soccer Sack is a huge Gundam fan, and he loves these because he says they all look like Gundams, essentially.
I was thinking more Power Rangers.
That works too, yeah.
It's just that the armor sets that we've seen here don't feel reminiscent of anything that's Halo.
No.
Except for
with the
Operator.
Of Rogue, and Rogue.
Rogue and like, Operator are like the only two.
Mm-hmm.
You might be able to smidge it with Stalker and Pathfinder, but other than that... Rogue and Operator seem to be the only two that could be very believable in the Halo universe, but everything else just no.
the shape of the Stalker helmet it reminds me of like the default from Reach, like Mark 5B kind of.
Yeah, I can see
kind
that.
Of the visor is just really small though.
Yeah,
but yeah, it's yeah, kind of.
I mean, Duststorm, you said it perfectly. Pioneer, it looks like the Geth from Mass Effect perfectly.
You mean Tracker?
Tracker, yeah. It looks like Splinter Cell, Tracker. Sam Fisher, the, you know.
Yeah, Tracker looks like, it looks like the Geth.
what is that gun on the Tracker thing? Is that the Promethean pistol? Looks like it, right?
No, it's
that's the
bolt
gun.
Shot.
Or bolt shot, yeah.
What is a bolt shot?
Well, it could be the Promethean pistol.
What is a bolt shot?
That could be the name of it.
We don't know.
So there are two new weapons that we have in here, and I guess we'll go ahead and start this discussion off here. But so for the engineer specialization, one of the skins is a gray and sky blue skin for a weapon called the suppressor. And we don't know what the suppressor is. Now there's a picture of it. And we'll link, I mean, it's on the bulletin, so we'll put a link in the show description on the website, but if you just go to the bulletin, there's basically profile images for each specialization. You can see the skins and the armor sets and all the icons that you get with the specialization. But yeah, so this suppressor weapon, I am guessing it's Forerunner. It looks very Forerunner.
I thought it looked more Covenant, honestly. Because to me, it looks like a mixture between the focus rifle and the plasma repeater.
But the Covenant technology isn't yellow.
But that's just a skin, right? So,
I don't think lights would be part of a skin. I would think light. Yeah. I think skins would just be
so
like
maybe this is like Promethean like assault rifle. Perhaps?
That's what I'm thinking. That's what I'm thinking. Because suppression, you suppress fire usually with an assault rifle. So I would assume it's some kind of Promethean assault rifle.
Looking at the suppressor, it kind of looks like the weapon. If you ever seen Halo Legends, the animated series where they showed the Forerunners fighting the Flood and everything, the guns they were using, it kind of does look like the gun they were using.
Ooh. Oh, I think I know what you're talking about now. I didn't during pre... Okay. Yeah, I vaguely remember something like that.
Yeah. So I'm guessing that's the Forerunner version of the assault rifle, while the other one's more...
Well, so it also has that slit on the side that we kind of is kind of reminiscent of the Forerunner weapons, anyways.
Yeah,
I mean, yeah, it's that could be the Forerunner assault rifle essentially. And I had a feeling there'd be more Promethean weapons than what they showed off already. So yeah, and then there's the bolt shot, which is part of the track. This is the images in the Tracker specialization. And that could very well be the Promethean pistol.
Yeah, that's my guess.
Probably.
I mean, they're not giving us a lot of details, which, no. I mean, that's good. I mean, right. You don't want to give away too much, but...
Although, with this bunch of images that we got dropped, that's questionable.
Yeah, true. True, that might have been too much. But, I mean, it seems... It's similar design to the other guns, so I'm guessing that's also going to be Forerunner.
Now, I will say, because these armors are only matched up with the specialization to begin with. Like, they won't be default unlocked, except for two of them, which are, it's in here, Wetwork and Pioneer. Those are the only two that will be available on default, but the rest of them you unlock through the specializations. So what I'm hoping is...
Yay for pay to win!
So I'm hoping that the regular unlocked armor sets that we get are actually a little bit more down-to-earth Spartan slash Halo-like than the ones that we're seeing with the specialization armors.
That's actually a really good point.
If that's the case, then I'm okay with these looking like this, because, I mean, if people want their armor to look funky like this, then I'm all for it. But at first glance, this just does not scream Halo to me in any form or fashion.
Yeah, all the non-specialization armor could be, like, more traditional, and then, like, this is, because the specializations, like, this is the crazy stuff, basically.
And if that's the way it is, I'm perfectly content with that. That's fine. I just don't want this to be an icon of what kind of armor we're going to see distributed throughout the game.
This is the example. This is setting the precedent for Gundam Halo.
Yeah. Oh, and I'm personally not looking forward to that kind of Halo.
No.
Go play a Japanese game at that point. Like, go play Vanquish or something, right?
Or Persona 4 or something. That's totally off the record, but off track. Anyways. All right. One good thing that they do mention in here is that the specialization is not directly tied to the armor. So you can use the specialization mod without having to use the armor, which I'm very thankful for.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a big plus in my book.
Mm-hmm. So this is the paragraph. It's the fourth paragraph in. But 343 says these armor mods will work exactly like other tactical and support mods in the game. They're not tied to any specific armor or They're not tied to any specific armor for each specialization, so you don't have to wear the armor to use the particular mod. They enhance a small part of the sandbox, allowing people to play their style and play to the experience and parts of the sandbox. Well, I just messed that up. Allowing people to play the style they want to play and experience the parts of the sandbox they want on a more frequent basis. And there's also going to be playlists that don't have the specialization armors or mods in them. So,
yeah, which is good, because I'm looking.
Nice.
I mean, the fast track armor mod, I really like that, which allows you to gain more experience, like rank up quicker. Uh-huh. But they have it tied to the Pioneer, which I would never wear on my Spartan. So yeah, as long as they're not just attached to it, that's fine with me.
Yeah, these are like armor. I like my my classic Mark series armor.
Mm-hmm.
So I can understand some of the other ones, and the ones in Reach, I mean, they actually look like they're visors and they serve a purpose, where these, you have vertical slits on one of them, on a couple of them, and then the Pioneer has two splotches.
do you feel
and then the tracker is a geth.
Yeah. I mean, do you feel, though, this is an attempt from 343 to try to attract more people to Halo?
Like, what kind of people? I mean, like Daph said, it'd be Japanese, maybe. If they're trying to bridge that cultural gap, then I guess. But when you think of a Halo fan base, you don't...
So basically, weeaboos like Soccer Sack and true Japanese people like Raxus, shout out, are going to love this.
Well, I'm how popular is Halo in Japan?
Not at all, because they don't like first-person shooters because it gives them all motion sickness. They can't take it.
Well, I don't know about the motion sickness part.
I've heard that it gives them all motion sickness. Shouldn't they be
used for their cartoons? Their cartoons are crazy,
The Pokemon game, they gave them all seizures with the flashing red and blue or whatever. Right, yeah.
I mean, you look at anime, if that doesn't give you seizures or motion sickness, I don't know what will.
Yeah.
It reminds me of that episode of The Simpsons where they go to Japan and Bart and Lisa watch the cartoons and they start like freaking out.
Yeah. That's exactly what I was thinking.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
But it's just, I mean,
it doesn't feel Halo.
No.
To me.
It doesn't, no.
And from what Jules was saying earlier, apparently Reddit's not taking it very well either.
No.
Who cares what Reddit says? Don't even go to Reddit. This is a particular public service announcement. Do not go to Reddit. Don't waste your time your thoughts.
But we want people to go to Reddit to upload our podcast so more people can listen to it.
Okay, personally, I don't know. Dusty, I don't know if we want the Reddit community.
We do.
In our scene.
Yeah, we do. We do. There are reasons why we do.
They're part of Halo Unity. They're all right.
Yeah, Reddit's... I mean, yeah, you have a bunch of people that will complain a lot. And that was even in the Bungie forums. So
ODSC Joy tells me Reddit is a pretty, you know, pretty rough place.
Oh, there have been a few shows I've posted where I've actually gotten good feedback from them. So, a couple of... recent shows have gotten, I mean, they're not getting like massive upvotes, but they've gotten a few good upvotes and a few good comments on them. So
if you want to survive in Reddit, just post pictures of kittens and you'll be fine.
Why would you be posting kittens in r/Halo? /r/Halo.
Well, if you post a picture of a kitten in Halo armor, then you're gold.
Well, okay. But I mean, you could post that basically anywhere. And people would be fine with it because it's Halo and it's kittens. I mean, you have an internet meme wrapped up in Halo right there.
Yeah.
So,
but I've seen some people on Twitter not like it either.
Apparently things like Reddit are killing forums. So don't go to Reddit, go to forums. Like Podtac forums. Or the 343 forums.
Yeah. Or Unity.
Thank you.
We do post our news on Unity, and they are kind enough to post it there. And HBO is another good place to go. Although I still find it hard to use their forums because there's not like any decent modern tracking of like where you're posting and thread management and all that stuff. It's really confusing. That's why I always send my stuff directly to the email. I never put it in the forums. I think I may have posted in there like 2 or 3 times, and that's about it.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm still trying to figure out this engineer helmet, but.
Okay, so let me go ahead and read this description about what, how specializations play in, because they actually do a decent job of describing it in the bulletin. Halo 4 has 50 levels. Once you have advanced through the standard 50 levels, you'll get an option to enlist in the specialization. You can choose the order in which you tackle unlocked specializations. However, once you select one, you must advance through it completely before enlisting in a separate specialization. Specializations allow you to enlist in specific rank paths. These paths are composed of 10 levels each. As you level up through these dedicated paths, you will unlock armor sets, emblems, visor colors, weapons and armor skins, and armor mods, which provide even more options to customize your Spartan 4 to fit your preferred role on the battlefield. So all these specializations are going to be things you can unlock throughout the game. So this is almost like, to bring the Call of Duty reference back in, it's almost like prestiging.
Yeah. I was thinking it sounds a lot like an RPG too, like leveling up.
I saw someone tweet something like that the other day, and I didn't know what they were talking about, but I guess it kind of makes sense. For people that want to I guess if they want to focus on one thing, they can definitely do one specialization and stay there. But, I mean, for a completionist like me, I'll probably go through each specialization. And then when I have them all unlocked, choose the one I use most often.
Yeah. Without
the armor set.
Kind of reminds me of like Final Fantasy 13, where each character has certain specializations and you get as more experience, you unlock more things with them, and you get enough, you can start even opening new specializations. It sort of reminds me of that.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but it's interesting to add.
Okay. Yeah, I haven't played Final Fantasy, so I wouldn't know.
Wait, which Final Fantasy?
13.
Oh, I love that one. What are you talking about? The Crystarium?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, with the... You can be
Commando,
or a Ravager, or a Medic.
Is that a game I should pick up and play?
It's fun. Yeah, it's a fun game. It's really long too. Like it took me like literally 55 hours just to beat the main story. I didn't even do any side stuff. Like it's a very long big game.
Well, it took me 32 hours to beat Mass Effect 1 on my first run through.
Whoa. I'll say this. It's because it's a Japanese RPG. It's very linear, not many side quests at all, and you really don't get into the side quests until late in the game. It's
still 30 hours into the game when you get to this big open area where you can go like hunt monsters and stuff.
Yeah. So right. It's very linear. So if you're more into the open world like Mass Effect and Skyrim,
you might not like it.
Fallout 3, too. Yes, love that one.
I need to finish that game so badly. I've had the game for 4 years now? Five years now, and I haven't beat it.
I feel like we kind of go down this road every podcast. I mean, you know, then go beat it.
I just need to do it. Like, yeah,
either do it or don't at this point.
Well, there's Halo 4 coming out, and I do the podcast, and... Playing with friends.
I mean, spring break is almost over. I mean, either do it or don't, you know.
Fallout 3, I'm not going to do it before the spring break's over. Yeah. Well, now it's summer break.
Yeah.
This needs to be, that turn needs to be recoined for me getting the forums freaking done. Anyways, moving on. So there's 8 specializations. First one is wet work. And I guess just as a disclaimer before we move on here, each specialization has an armor set associated with it, with an armor skin, a weapon skin that is tied to a specific weapon, and then 3 emblems that you can unlock. And I think you unlock these as you go through the progression of the specialization. So when you listen to specialization... And as you go along, like I'm guessing like at each level you get one certain aspect of the specialization unlocked until you reach level 10 and you quote unquote graduate from the specialization. So for wet work, the description is Spartan optimization for stealth operations, which focus on the elimination of an enemy target with the goal of leaving no tactical footprint behind.
I just gotta say, first off, wet work sounds dirty. to me, it just sounds like dirty.
No, it sounds to me more like some kind of Call of Duty. Like, isn't that like, I swear, I think it's like a map in some Call of Duty game, wet work. Pretty sure
I think
it is.
So. I think you're right, yes.
I thought of Call of Duty like, in some swamp with like a ghillie suit sniping or something. That's wet work to me.
Yeah, I hear that. I think of those like marine commercials where the guys are coming out of the water like really slowly.
Like in the magazine, there's those ads for the Marines, like just like a swamp. Like, can you see the Marines in this picture? Yeah. Like no, because they're all hidden.
Yeah, and we know how well Spartans swim.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
They drown instantly. Yeah, we can survive in the vacuum of space, but when it comes to water, we drown instantly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
where are the boats? I say, where are the boats?
They're on longshore. But they're not usable.
God, that would have been so cool if you could have turned on like the little motor and make it like, you know, go around. That'd be awesome.
I know, we have vehicle warfare, we have air warfare. We're missing the water. The
Yeah.
What? There's a aquatic. No.
Aquatic. Naval.
Naval. That's it. Naval. Naval warfare. I was searching for the word. I was dancing around. I was dancing around looking for it.
You can see what I do and just spawn a pallet on the water and you know put a little radio on it. You know, there's your ship. you can stand in this 1,000-pound Spartan. You can stand on this wooden pallet and somehow it won't sink.
Yeah. So the armor we get with the wetwork specialization is called the stealth armor, and you get the stealth armor mod, which makes assassinations, the animations for assassinations go by quicker. The sounds that you get from sprinting, like when you do that, that gets dampened a little bit, so it doesn't, is not as prominent. And then during Promethean Vision, if you have the stealth armor mod activated, you only your outline appears in red, not your whole body. So
I feel like it's still pretty easy to find if people really, really try hard enough, though.
Yeah. Well, so they basically said that you'll still be able to see the person, but if you've watched some of the gameplay videos, a lot of the people just spam Promethean Vision. So if they do that, what they have in here is that they might miss the outline because it's not as easy to see. It's not just out there.
Yeah, I mean, we'd have to actually see what they mean by just a red outline to see like how thick is it.
So like think back to ODST. I think it'd be something like that outline. Right? Like the outline that you got with the visor mode?
Yeah. Okay, I know.
I would think it'd be something like that.
Yeah, I mean, it could be tough to see someone then, and especially for those that spam it constantly.
So the unlocks for the wet work specialization are the wet work gold visor, the wet work blue and orange visor, the wet work armor, the armor set variant, and then the DMR weapon skin, which is basically, it looks like yellow crisscross for the most part. And yeah, so these weapon skins are tied to specific weapons. And I'm assuming that you can use the weapon skin outside of being tied to the weapon or the specialization mod. Just like the mod, you don't have to have tied with the armor.
Yeah.
So. Yep, there's that one. Next one is Prisoner. This one has the weird bulbous looking...
Prisoner? You mean Pioneer?
Pioneer. I misread that. Pioneer. Thank you. So
Prisoner's a pretty fun map, by the way.
Prisoner's a good map. So the Pioneer specialization, the description for that is Spartan optimization for deployment into uncharted hostile territory for the purpose of gathering and relaying information. So mostly a scout for the most part. The armor mod is called the Fast Track mod. And, excuse me again.
It's all right.
I'm not sure exactly what this means, so I'm going to read out the description for the mod. The Fast Track Armor mod allows Spartans to gain more experiential data from each encounter, effectively ranking up quicker during the process. So I guess that means that you get more XP during each game?
Yeah.
Okay.
But, I mean, there's certain requirements for that even.
All right. That's okay. I wonder how that's going to actually play out, like how you actually get that extra boost in experience.
Well, in game, if you get 10 points per kill, you don't get more at that exact moment, but after the game, it modifies the amount of experience your Spartan earns to increase the speed at which you rank up.
Okay. I guess we'll wait for that to come out a little bit for more information on that one. The unlocks in this specialization are the Pioneer Gold Visor, Pioneer Silver Blue Visor, Pioneer Armor Set, the Pioneer Armor Variant, and then there is a Plasma Pistol skin, and it's purple with blue zebra stripes. Is that how you would define it? Teal zebra stripes?
Yeah.
It's the same shade of blue as the armor. So.
Hmm.
It looks interesting.
That's putting the it colors. Nicely. Yeah. Oh, well, the weapon mod, yeah.
Yeah, I'm talking about the weapon thing.
The armor on this one, though. No.
Like Daff said earlier, it looks like Alien. From Alien vs. Predator.
Yeah, it looks like it's like a giant like brain or something.
Right.
And that's supposed to be like the scout.
Like, yeah, like armor. Recon. Like a recon person.
That looks like the biggest armor, too.
I know, right?
Okay.
Yeah, see, now we got Daff questioning it.
What, the Pioneer?
Yes.
No, I said Pioneer was the worst. Yeah. No, I think like out of all of them, like Pioneer is the only one that I would say like really sucks. Like that's bad. All the other ones range from like lowest is like it's doable, like whatever, up to, you know, hey, that's all right. It's kind of neat. I think Pioneer is the only really bad one in my opinion.
Right. Well, like Tracker is just like, okay, Geth. What the hell?
No, I mean, it's Sam Fisher. It's Splinter Cell. There's a three.
It's not Halo.
You see, I think Pioneer looks like the Geth. It's got like the one eye on the top. It screams Geth to me. It's got the little shoulder thing on the side like Legion always had.
That's true. But I mean, I just think of the three dots.
Well, yeah. That Tracker, I mean,
that's
have that.
Very, very Geth.
But that's also, yeah, like he's like, like you said, Sam Fisher. That's like
that, yeah, it's that too.
That's iconic for him.
Yeah. So both of those. Anyways, next one on the list is Engineer. This one's more on the kind of okay level. I'm still not very comfortable with it, but it's like okay, I guess.
Well, there's four dots on the visor. Which one is he looking through?
And then there's this tiny little slit. For the visor, what would be the visor? And I don't know. When I think of a visor, I think of an actual, like, it's a semi-transparent pane of something that you can see through, and then the HUD is just a digital overlay on it. It's not a actual screen that you're looking at some kind of camera capture onto it.
So for example,
like if the electronics in your suit were to go out. For a visor, you'd still be able to look through it. Granted, you wouldn't have any kind of heads-up display of any kind whatsoever, but you'd still be able to see, in my opinion.
Yeah, technically, if the electronics went on in your suit, I think you'd be pretty screwed anyway.
Well, yeah. But, I mean, you get my point.
I see what you're saying.
Right. So, and the Engineer and Wet Work and a couple others just don't feel like you could even do that if something like that were to happen. So that's my two cents on it.
It's going to make it challenging for people when they go cosplay with these new with these
there
new visors.
There is that too. Yeah, because you won't be able to see anything. So yes, the Engineer specialization. Spartan optimization for the subversion, repair, and reconstitution of a wide range of technology, including Covenant and Forerunner complex networks. So this is like your Engineer, for the most part. The mod for this is the Drop Recon Armor mod, and this basically allows you to get kind of a heads up on ordnance drops before anyone else. So this isn't for like personal ordnance that people can call in, but for it's not Infinity Slayer, but it's I'm guessing it's there's a variant on that where you get set weapon drops, but anyone using the Drop Recon armor mod will get a notification before anyone else on where the weapons are going to drop.
Okay, so now
you can basically have one person on a team use this and let everyone else know, okay, weapon is going to spawn here in like 15 seconds or so.
Okay, so now I know what those four holes are on the visor. Those are the socket connections for add-ons.
I don't know what those are exactly. Because I saw that too, and it's like, that's not where you would add on stuff. You'd add stuff on in the back of the helmet. Like,
well, maybe, yeah.
You know where Chief put Cortana in? I don't get the little four dots thing on the helmet. It looks really, really funky. And I personally don't like it.
Nope. Neither do I.
Yeah. The packs with this, or the unlocks for this specialization, is the Engineer Gold Visor, the Engineer Pink Purple Blue Visor, Engineer Armor Set, Engineer Armor Variant, and the Suppressor Weapon Skin. Next one on the list is Tracker. For this specialization, this is the iconic one that's like the Geth or Sam Fisher. So this is another one of those okay ones for me in terms of the armor set. But the description on this one is Spartan optimization for long-range target tracking, particularly in scenarios where conventional tracking has failed or such substantial time has passed that the trail has gone cold. So, what would you kind of classify this as? It's not scout, not recon, not... It's like
bounty hunter?
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. Bounty hunter.
It's like Boba Fett.
Yeah. So, I mean, and this one I don't have too much of a problem with because it does look a lot like the default Halo Reach armor, just with the three dots. So
yeah, the three dots are kind of weird, though.
I think if they would have turned green, then... they
or
might red. Have a lawsuit on their hands.
Or red.
Yeah, this is really taking off. It's going somewhere, huh?
Yeah. So the armor mod is called Requisition Armor Mod. And this allows users to recall their own ordnance requests in order to basically replace it. So it's basically like... I think it's basically a recall feature. Like if you get a ordnance drop and you don't like anything in the drop, I think you can recall the drop and have something new drop. I think that's what this means. Yeah, okay. So in the description, it allows you to choose a new set of personal ordnance when personal ordnance is granted. When the menu for a personal ordnance appears on your screen, hitting left, down, or right on the D-pad selects the relevant option. When you have requisition, you hit up, you receive a new random selection.
So
sweet.
It's still a gamble, but
I'm assuming this isn't the case, but if you like did it again, if you could get any repeats. I'm assuming not.
I would assume you only get one.
Well, so for a drop you get either a weapon, a tactical package, or a support package, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's one of those three. And then I guess it just replaces those three again. So I wouldn't assume it would repeat anything. Because it says a new set. It doesn't say...
So something completely different.
Yeah. But it doesn't explicitly say that in there, so that's kind of a toss-up.
Yeah.
I would assume not, though.
I really have to hold my opinion on this one until actually get in the game and see how these drops really work and how useful they are.
So the drops, I guess you haven't seen much gameplay video, but...
I mean, I've seen the gameplay, but...
Oh, okay.
Who knows what the final product's going to be.
True. That is true.
Care package.
Well, yeah. Yeah. Isn't there a perk in Call of Duty that you can change your care package?
I wouldn't doubt it. I'm not
yeah, there is. There is one. I forget what it's called, but yeah, you can change your care package. So the unlocks for this specialization is the Tracker Gold Visor, Tracker Purple Visor, Armor Set, Armor Variant, and the Bolt Shot Weapon Skin. And the Bolt Shot for us, I think, is the Promethean Pistol.
Yeah, not much of a skin on that either.
Not really.
It's like a bunch of triangles.
Yeah. Nothing fancy there.
No. Although it might be just because the gun doesn't have much to work with, it looks like.
Yeah. Well, I mean, So, our first glance at the Promethean pistol was in the UNSC weaponry video that we got last week. And the the outline looks very familiar to it, although on the back end, we don't see the glowing display that we've seen on all the Forerunner weapons, at least from this side view. So there's still a little room to question, but there's a good chance that this is definitely the Promethean pistol, because it definitely is Promethean design.
Mm-hmm.
With all the straight 40, like straight edge and cuts and everything. It's definitely not human, and it's not curved, nice, like Covenant weapon, so it's reason to believe that it is a Promethean pistol of some kind. Next one down the line is the Rogue specialization. This is one of the more normal specializations. second to the top in my book for actually looking like a actual armor piece. But the Rogue specialization, Spartan optimization for single operative missions which require a lone Spartan to be deployed on their own for incredibly long durations of time, even years if required. So the mod that comes with this is the Stability Armor mod, which it says it increases your aiming stability when being fired upon. So I'm guessing this is one of those I think this mod is for when you're scoped in with a sniper or any scoped weapon. If you get hit, you don't scope out. I believe this is what that's for. And maybe this also does it to where you don't have as much bloom for blooming weapons like the assault rifle or the plasma rifle.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely, which is a nice piece for us. Yeah. Oh my god, all the campers are going to love that one.
What, I will say that. I think the stability one?
Yeah.
I guess for sniper campers, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's what I'm talking about.
Oh, okay.
I will say the Rogue's got the best decals, I think.
I like some of the other ones, but yeah, they're pretty good. I personally like the ones in, I don't know, there's some from each one that I like.
I just like
the bottom one. The bottom one in, I guess most of the ones from Wetwork are kind of interesting to me. The second one in Pioneer is pretty cool. Tracker ones are just interesting. But yeah, it's the Rogue ones actually do look pretty cool. There's the wolf, the skull, and then what looks like an eagle.
Yeah.
Which is pretty nice.
For a sec, I thought that was like the Hyrule symbol from Zelda.
I haven't played Zelda, so...
What?
Oh, yeah, I haven't seen the symbol enough to know.
It's like the Hyrule symbol with the Triforce with the wings on it or whatever.
You haven't played Zelda?
Nope.
I know what your Christmas present's going to be.
Why, are you giving it to me?
Yes.
Okay. Cool.
It is my mission to make sure everyone has played Legend of Zelda at some point in their life.
All right. So, unlocks for the Rogue. Wait, do you have something to say?
Well, I was just going to say I should have said that because now I'm going to get like tons of emails say, hey, can I have Zelda too?
He's going to send you a ROM so you can play it on your computer.
Oh, yeah, there we go.
All right. So the unlocks for the Rogue specialization are the Rogue Gold Visor, the Rogue Red Orange Silver Visor, Armor Set, Armor Variant, and the Covenant Carbine Weapon Skin. This weapon skin actually looks pretty cool. It's silver and gold,
mm-hmm.
which is very Covenant-like, and the design on it looks nice.
I think very, very sleek.
Yeah, I think this is one of the better weapon skins. Definitely ranks up there. So, next one down is the Stalker specialization. I know someone who would be really happy about the armor set in this one because it's green, so green skull. The Stalker specialization. Spartan optimization for target shadowing missions which require tactical invisibility despite operating at an extremely close range to the target itself. Okay, that's an interesting description. So the mod is the Nemesis armor mod, which, okay, it says The armor mod allows users to target and track down previous attacking enemies, highlighting them on the armor's passive sensors.
I'm guessing that's basically so you can find whoever killed you last and get revenge.
Does this basically put an icon over their head if that you like see them or something, and then it's like it points out, hey, this is your nemesis?
That's what I'm guessing, yeah.
Gives you an icon on your HUD of the last person that killed you.
Yeah. Well, this would be pointless in Griffball, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Half the time it's going to be your own teammate.
Okay, so from what it sounds like in the description, it says it gives you an icon on your HUD of the last person that killed you. So I'm assuming it's like the is it the emblem? Or is this actually like tracking the person? Like once you see them like visually, then there's an icon like for like you how you would have VIP. Like is there an icon that's over their head saying that this is your nemesis? I'm guessing that's it.
Yeah.
No, I guess there would be certain situations where it's like, oh, I really want to get this guy back for something he did. Especially if, and I know this is the case for like teabagging.
I bet this is probably the exact reason they put this in there was for teabaggers.
I wouldn't be surprised if that was the case. Because it's like, if someone gets like a stupid kill on you or something, and it's like, why are you teabagging me? And then you can go off and just murder the other guy. That'd be pretty cool. Yeah.
Like it says in the description too, though. I mean, this could be used against you too. You can be lured into, you know, being drawn into a 5v1 situation because you found the one person that killed you, and you go in there, and there's four others waiting for you.
Yeah.
So, I don't like this. I don't like this one because it could be used against you pretty easily.
Do a little reverse psychology there.
Yeah, and like I said, I'm more of a griffball person, and this is pretty pointless in that game type.
Right. Well, I mean, you wouldn't use it in the game type either. I'm assuming this would be one of those playlists where it's like you don't use armor specializations.
Yeah.
So
I hope that.
Yeah. The unlocks for the Stalker specialization is the gold visor, the yellow-green visor, armor set variant, and then there is a battle rifle weapon skin. With the glare that's on the battle rifle, it's hard to tell kind of what the design actually looks like. So it's golden light gray, similar to the carbine one and a couple other ones that are actually have those colors in here. But it looks okay, I guess.
Yeah, kind of like a rustic look to it.
So. Yeah. Quick pause real quick as we try to get Jules back in here. You're back in here, Jules?
I'm here.
Okay, sweet.
Yep, that was my bad, sir.
All right. Just marking that down. All right, sweet.
Yeah, sorry. I know how much I hate when I have to do that, but... Ugh.
No, it's fine. I blame the network connection.
No, that was totally me. I lost internet.
Oh. You got it back pretty quick, so...
Yeah, that's my iMac. It's my MacBook. It's crap, but I gotta get a new one.
All right. Next one down the list is the Pathfinder specialization. For this one, Spartan optimization for deep, unconventional deployment with an unknown enemy territory and with little to no assistance from command. The mod on this one is called the Gunner Armor mod. And the description on this one is, the Gunner Armor mod decreases the time of weapon overheat when occupying a vehicle weapon position and increases Spartan speed while carrying a detached turret.
Yes. Yes.
That one, I can see a lot of people using that.
I love...
Especially in big team.
Yeah, because I love walking with a detached turret. That's when I know I'm getting my keister kicked in a match, I'm like, you know what? Screw it. I'm just going to take this turret and walk across the map with it.
Yeah. The fact that you're able to walk a little bit faster with it, that's gonna be a big help, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, for actually good players, yeah, that's gonna help them a lot. Me, it'll probably just mean I get killed faster.
Well, and the turret has kind of taken on the characteristic of a close to medium range weapon. When it's kind of designed to be a suppressive long range or medium to long range weapon. But I do like the fact that it's going to reduce the weapon overheating for vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking in here, possibly. Now, it would also be nice if, like, for something like the tank, if you could reload the shells a little bit faster, too. That'd be cool, but it doesn't say anything about doing that in here, so I don't think that's part of it. But that would be cool, in my opinion, if they did something like that.
Yeah. So I can see the...
So, like, if you're going tank on tank, it just gives you that little bit more edge that you can shoot off your next round a little bit sooner before the other person. Maybe.
Yeah. I'm really excited about the detached turret, so... I could see this turning into a lot of people saying they're the heavy weapons guy from Team Fortress now walking across the map.
That'd be awesome. That'd be really, really cool. All right. The unlocks for this specialization is the gold visor, orange-green visor, armor set variant, and then an assault rifle weapon skin. And this one looks all right. It's a dark blue... on the what shade would you call that, a blue?
I can't. Midnight blue?
Okay, that makes sense.
I don't have my Crayolas with me, so.
Yeah, we'll say midnight blue and the...
Looks like it's a camo kind of design.
Yeah. Well, then the front top part is white instead of the light gray.
Yeah.
I forget what that part of the gun's called. It's called something.
Top part of the gun?
We'll just call it... I meant like a technical term, but I guess we'll skip that for lack of knowledge there. The final specialization we have is the operator specialization. Now, this
has a great ability, I must say.
This is the most regular looking armor set out of all of them, in our opinion.
It looks like... the jet fighter pilot helmet, like from those with Tom Clancy's Hawks games, those flight simulator games.
Mm-hmm. There's an Reach armor set the helmet that looks like this, right? Or there's one similar to it. I forget what it's called, but
maybe CQB.
Hmm.
Maybe like CQC.
CQB.
CQC.
CQC. CQC. What's CQC? Close.
Google image search.
Oh. I guess I could do that.
I mean, it's certainly the closest to the typical
just look up CQC. Spartan helmet.
But yeah, in the meantime, while my Google search goes, the description for the operator specialization is Spartan optimization for the operation and control of a wide range of vehicles, space, air, ground, and sea.
Naval warfare hand.
Yes, I couldn't think of it earlier.
Here comes our barges.
we should have like garbage barges. Yeah, yeah.
So the mod in this one is the Wheelman Armor mod, and this basically gives your vehicles a little bit more defendability against them, so they don't explode as quickly as they normally would.
Well, I know Dominate from Halo Wheelman will be extremely excited about that.
Mm-hmm.
On the last podcast we had, he talked about how all the vehicles are basically on Reach or paper thin.
Yeah. There's also, when you get hit with a plasma pistol overcharge, the stall does not last as long either.
Hmm.
Woo.
And they also say in here that the hijacking window is also smaller. I find that interesting.
Meaning, like, you have to be, like, precise to hijack one of them?
Yeah, so, like, you know how there's kind of, like a meter radius around, like, the Warthog driver that you can be in, and you can hit X to board? I'm assuming that's going to be smaller. Like, that range will be smaller whenever you have this mod enabled. That'd be my guess.
So, yeah, this will definitely be a favorite of the Halo Wheelman.
Definitely.
And anyone that likes to be like the Wheelman, because I mean, that's always the first thing I hear in BTB battles. Who's driving with me? Who's gonna gun for me?
I wish it would have actually the inverse effect as well, where if you have the mod, it makes it easier to hijack vehicles. Because there's always that point where it's like there's that split second where it says hit X, but the delay is just enough between like you hitting X and actually the game registering it and it being too late. And it's like, well, I hit X, but I didn't board it. Mm-hmm. So I wish the range either was got a little bit bigger and as a reciprocal to that, if you have that mod.
Yeah.
That'd be cool. All right, so the unlocks for that one is the gold visor, orange-purple visor, armor set, armor variant, and a magnum weapon skin. Now, this one looks pretty cool. It kind of has that digital effect to it.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to think how to explain it, but yeah, it's...
So that... I definitely think the carbine still holds out for the best weapon skin, but the one for the magnum looks pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that one.
The colors are pretty much the same. You have the midnight blue stuff on the bottom, and then you kind of have a silvery slash gray overlay on the top part. But it's a pretty cool looking skin, in my opinion. Also, down the bulletin, custom challenge of the week is campaign kills for elites. 343 kills. Well, it doesn't have to be 343, but that's what they put in here. But yeah, so killing elites in campaign is this week's custom challenge of the week. Super Jetpack Weekend is also firefight. So everyone that loves to do firefight, you can get a 27,000 credit bonus for your jackpot. So,
The picture in there for the Super Jackpot's kind of creepy, too.
The hunters.
Yeah.
This kind of creepy. That's a lot of hunters.
Yeah, at that point, I was just like, you got me.
Yeah. It's like, I give up. I surrender. All right. So, do you guys have any other comments on the specializations?
It's a cool concept. We'll see how it all plays out in the actual game. I'm looking forward to getting my 80 levels with my limited edition and blowing through them all. something to do.
Yeah. So I'm assuming once you hit level 50, that's like a permanent level cap in terms of like rank and all. Like we don't know much about the ranking system or the leveling up system yet in Halo 4.
No. But
assuming that level 50 is going to be your max level, I don't think you're going to be able to get to level 130 going through specializations. I think it's going to be 50, and then you just have these specializations that you can go through additionally to kind of give you some perks that you can unlock.
Yeah. There's something fun to do. Kind of like how in Battlefield 3 they have those assignments.
Oh, yeah.
If you do certain stuff to you can unlock certain guns. Yeah.
Those things are annoying. Or some of them are.
It's kind of like mixed. I did them all to get all the achievements for them. That was cool.
I'm still working on them. Like I don't play Battlefield that often, but whenever I go on, I try to go for those assignments.
Right.
And I still need like 4 co-op achievements.
Yeah. Co-op. Yeah. Since I 100% of that game's achievements, I barely play it anymore. I only play it with either friends if they want to, or
multiplayer. Yeah.
Guess I'll just wait for the September DLC to play by myself again.
I actually got 2 achievements for the co-op stuff because like they sent out like in one of the updates they unlocked all the weapons. So
right.
So since all the weapons got unlocked, I automatically got those 2 achievements one day after signing into Battlefield. Oh,
fantastic.
So I got 2 achievements for free. It's like, oh, that's cool.
Oh. Free achievements.
I know, right?
That reminds me of when when my Xbox Live account got hacked.
Oh, that sucks.
This was a while ago, and the hacker was playing like that FIFA 12. You heard about this, right?
Yeah.
And they were buying those like the Super Booster Team Pack or whatever.
Yep.
And they were getting achievements on FIFA 12 on my account, and like, you know, the hacking sucked or whatever. Like, eventually, I got my account back and like my points back and stuff that the guy had spent. But in the end, I got like 35 gamer score from FIFA 12.
That you'll never play.
Exactly. That's still on my record for my achievements.
Nice. Yeah. All right. So you guys have anything else you want to add?
No. I was just going to say, the armor, not liking the armor, but the mods itself, I don't think it's a big deal. Like, some people are going crazy, like, oh, Call of Duty this, or what are they doing to my Halo? The mods, I don't think, are going to make that much of a difference in how the game's played. And, again, I agree, I think level 50 is probably the highest, so it's going to be a while till most players get these anyway, so let's just see how it plays out before people go nuts and start calling this Call of Duty Halo.
I'm going to get them all in the first week.
Well, how long did it take someone to get Inheritor on Reach? I think it was the first legitimate Inheritor was January, maybe, after it came out.
Holy crap. That's a while.
Yeah.
You'd think it'd be like in the first month or something, but...
So, I'm guess... I don't know. This is more stuff we can talk about offline after the show, but that's pretty much a wrap-up for what we had to talk about. The bulletin just came out, and Jules and I were talking, and we kind of had some stuff we want to talk about, so we decided to throw an impromptu show together and let us know if you guys have any thoughts about any of the stuff that we talked about or anything in the bulletin that you want to talk about. Of course, you can send that into our email, which is submissions@podtacular.com, or you can also use the big green button on our homepage. That works as well. Also, while you are submitting, make sure you go over to our website, podtacular.com, and while you're there, go check out the forums where we talk about other games, staff talks about politics, we have Monday Night Matchmaking that you can participate in, and we're planning to do those every Monday up until Halo 4 releases. Although, we might not do it the Monday before because everyone will probably be out waiting to get Halo.
midnight launch. Although I feel like, I don't know if we should necessarily do Monday Night Matchmaking is like, right, when Halo 4 comes out, like maybe you give a couple weeks for like the dust to settle, people to get settled in and stuff. Yeah.
Well, we don't want to wait too long. We want to see how the game feels and what kind of the best way to host an event like that would be. So, if you want to get your Halo fix every Monday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern, 5:30 p.m. Pacific, 11:30, no, is it 1:30 p.m. UTC or 1:30 a.m. UTC? Sorry.
Yeah, Greenwich Mean Time. Yeah.
Yep. So if you're online, want to play some Halo? Definitely check us out on the forums, or you can send a message to me, Karts, or Daft, and we will happily invite you to play with us.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks again to Jules for coming on and representing Halo Unity.
Yeah, Jules Verne.
Thank you.
He will be on a podcast soon to talk about Unity in more detail and kind of what the plan is behind that for the Halo community at large, and they got some pretty cool stuff going on over there, and we are behind them 100% for supporting them and what they're doing. So
we love you guys too.
You want to plug that real quick?
Visit halounity.com. Doesn't matter we have almost all the major communities already involved. So if you're not with Podtacular, if you're with someone else and you just happen to listen, doesn't matter. We probably have you involved. And if not, there's more, we're adding more communities each week. Got even a game on the site to play that Tough Juice has created, Battle Deck. It's a lot. It's pretty addicting. And, if you can't find something to do on Halo Unity, then you're not looking, because communities are posting events, activities, whatever.
There's like at least you'll five find events someone to play every day.
With. Yeah, so if you can't find someone to play with, then you're not looking. So, Twitter, you can follow my personal one if you want, at BGRugby60. So like I said, run the Unity podcast, and that one is at Halo Media or Halo Unity Media. So where we do give away prizes too to our followers. So I want to check that out.
Very nice. I'm looking at the stats real quick. You have 43 communities listed. Active member count of 1313, so 1313. And there's also achievements and awards over there.
Oh, yeah, pretty cool. Yeah. There's achievements and awards. And, yeah, I mean, communities like Podtacular give away awards, too. So,
yep. Matchmaking.
Yeah, I had a lot of fun when I played, even though it was Halo 3, and I totally forgot how to play that game. I remember the whole debacle over Push to Talk during that, too.
Oh, yeah. See, you were on the one night that we've gone to Halo 3 so far.
I know. Everyone forgot it was Push to Talk on Halo 3.
Yeah, that was great. It was a lot of fun.
We're all making call-outs and no one's hearing them.
Well, and then there was that one annoying kid. Or were you there for that part?
Maybe not.
Oh, maybe you were graced with not being there for that part. But yeah, there was... Oh, no way. I take that back. That was actually during the ATF night, not Podtacular.
Okay. Oh, but... blaming ATF now?
Oh, no. You can talk to Anti-Pro. He will tell you about the story. Anyways. All right. So this podcast actually went a little bit longer than I anticipated, but thank you guys for sticking out with us and listening to this. And next show, since we covered the bulletin here, we'll probably be in a week after the next bulletin. And if you guys, anything you guys want to talk about Halo 4, feel free to send it in. It doesn't have to be anything that's immediately news related, or you can even ask us questions about something that we've said on the show before. So any Halo-related content, guys, feel free to send it in, and we will be happy to look at it and read it out on the show. Until next time, guys, keep on fragging those trucks.